But just how likely is it that immigration reform will come out of Congress this summer? Opinion of supporters here in the Southwest seems to be a very cautious optimism. Garrick Taylor is Senior Vice President of Government Relations and Communications for the Arizona Chamber of Commerce in Phoenix. He says he believes some small positive signs point to reform.
We were certainly pleased that last year the Senate passed its own package, but that bill is not going to pass through the House. And that doesn't mean that it should be. The House is its own legislative chamber, and it should advance its own package of bills. And whether it chooses to do that piecemeal or comprehensively has yet to be seen. We are encouraged, however, that the Speaker of the House has said that it is still a priority for him. The fact that he has signed on as a member of his team, a staff member who has a lot of experience working with Senator John McCain and former Arizona Congressman Jim Colby on the issue of immigration, was a positive sign. It's our desire that immigration reform move this year. We've waited a long time. We've kicked this can down the road long enough, and this is the year.
Tom Nassif is President and Chief Executive Officer of Western Growers Association, which is headquartered in Irvine, California. Western Growers represents fresh produce producers in 20 states, but especially in California and Arizona, including many growers here in the Yuma area. Nassif is not as optimistic as Taylor on the possibility of reform. He says if immigration reform is approved, it needs to follow along the lines of what was approved in the Senate, at least when it comes to guest workers, with provisions for legal status and eventual possible citizenship.
Basically, the people who are now working, who had worked, I think it's 2 years prior to the enactment of the law, and stay in agriculture for 5 years after enactment, obey all the rules and laws, pay their taxes, don't commit any serious crimes, that those people would be considered blue card workers. At the end of 5 years, they'd be eligible to move forward towards citizenship.
Barry Brome is president and chief executive officer of the Greater Phoenix Economic Council, and he agrees. He says it's one of the key points of what his organization wants to see in immigration reform.
We should have an unlimited access to the world's science and technology talent base into the U.S. economy. We should completely liberate the dreamers from the conversation because they're truly Americans. And I would also want to see a path to citizenship. I know that's been the sticking point on a comprehensive bill, but we have 11, 12 million people in the United States. We're not going to export them. We're not going to push them out of our country. And we should come up with a strategy that provides a legalized option for the people that are here. Clearly, there's got to be some accountability for breaking the law. But it is a civilian issue, not a criminal issue. And it's in our economic interest to move these bills forward.
Monsignor Richard O'Keefe is pastor emeritus of the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Yuma. He says immigration reform is about more than just economics. The church has always seen it as a moral issue.
We've always accepted the immigrant. We've always looked out for their welfare. And I think that here there are so many misstatements and so many statements that really are not factual, that as a result of that, people are misunderstanding what the full implication of the immigration laws are and what the process should be.
Monsignor O'Keefe says the misinformation he sees on this issue has led to fear.
People are afraid. People have been given misinformation. And I suppose as a result of you have problems, social problems south of the border, that's probably what a lot of people are pointing out to. But it's not part of the immigration. Our part should be the make sure that the dignity of the person, that the opportunities that workers are entitled to, that they should be given that chance. And there are many opportunities here in the United States. 11 million undocumented here in the United States. We'll have to solve it. If we don't solve it, 10 or 15 years from now, it's going to get worse.
Monsignor O'Keefe says the misinformation and fear about immigration reform has led to continuing efforts to ratchet up border security. And he says the border is already secure.
I think it's a disservice to the Border Patrol and to the immigrations people to say that it's not secure. It's secure. All you have to do is to try and cross from San Luis or Algodones. That's not to say that there are not some other people that are trying to just break the law and get traffic across with the people and human beings and all the rest of it. But basically, the border is secure.
Greater Phoenix Economic Council President Brome agrees. He says border security is important, but he believes it's been used as a wedge issue in the immigration reform debate.
I think the whole anti-immigration language has really been an attempt by people to polarize Arizonans, polarize Americans. I don't believe that they're legitimate in their position. I think it's an ugly, harsh political strategy. It's a base-building exercise for some of them. You know, it's a modern version of segregation. And I don't think there's any place for that conversation from a policy perspective or a political perspective. I do think you have to carve out the border security conversation. I think securing our border does matter. But securing our border means safety, not keeping people from Mexico out of the United States.
Western Growers Association President Nassif agrees the border is already fairly secure, and he says passing immigration reform will make it even more secure.
Because they won't waste time with Border Patrol officers looking for farm workers who are trying to get jobs and feed their families and help us produce the best produce in the world, and concentrate on drug smugglers and other criminals who are involved in serious crimes. So we are for border security. We are for workplace enforcement. We are for electronic verification, but before electronic verification is implemented, we want to have a legal workforce.
Arizona Chamber spokesman Taylor says, if approved, immigration reform could have profound impacts on the state of Arizona.
We have an agriculture system here that could really thrive if we had some sort of labor certainty in that area, whether it's Yuma County, for example, or our ranching sector. But if you look in areas like Phoenix and Tucson, if we could have some sort of increased labor availability in the high-tech sector, when you have employers who are unable to fill jobs and they're not being as productive as they'd like to be. And then finally, just the border security aspects of it. You know, the Senate package included a doubling of the size of Border Patrol. And that's probably unnecessary, but it might give some energy to the House to look at ways to beef up the legal arteries of trade and increase resources at the ports of entry themselves. And maybe might mean more Customs and Border Protection officers to facilitate trade and travel here in Arizona.
Nassif says the Western Arizona Growers Association firmly believes immigration reform could help bring back tens of thousands of agricultural jobs and millions of dollars in revenue that has left the U.S. in recent years, as growers have left the country in search of more grower-friendly locations. But the whole issue at this point boils down to whether or not some form of immigration reform will be approved this summer, and Nassif is not so sure.
We believe that unless it's done before the August recess, that it's going to be very difficult to get it accomplished. And while we heard from the Republicans in the House that they want immigration reform and that leadership is supporting immigration reform, we were told that it might not happen in the August recess. And if it happened, it would probably happen sometime within the next 12 months, which would take us into next year. And we think that's a complete non-starter. If we wait to a lame duck session until next year, I think immigration reform is gone for the foreseeable future.
But Taylor sees opportunity in the very same lame duck scenario that Nassif sees as a death knell for immigration reform.
We could be looking at a lame duck session of Congress after some of these elections where, win or lose, you will have members of Congress who feel that they have enough latitude to move on some comprehensive immigration legislation. So post-election, we could see some real movement in this area, and 2014 could be the year where immigration reform gets done.
Only time will tell. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Kim Johnson.